This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. 2 days before the fall semester started at the University of South Florida, William Garrison was walking through the main library. As the dean of the libraries, Garrison was nervous about the $1.5 million renovation project that had been done over the summer. Then, two students walked past him.
And all I heard was, "Where are we? We don't recognize this. This is great. Can we use it now?"
That's the reaction of many students, as the first two floors of the library barely look like they did before. Wooden cubicles that filled half of the first floor have been replaced by booths and tables, as well as a more open floor plan that allows students to work together better.
One of the other things that we've observed with many students is they're texting all day long. And when evening comes and they want to study, they want a real person next to them, whether they're studying the same thing or different thing. So there's a big congregation and learning place here.
But there were two other major issues that the changes also addressed. First, not enough electricity for laptops and other devices.
So we quadrupled the amount of electricity that's there. When we go in, you can see half walls, and all of them have electricity on them.
Any estimate on how many outlets we now have?
I don't know, but it's a lot.
Second, not enough computers.
The old rows, you would see people walking up and down, waiting for one to become open. So we really increased the capacity here.
That might be an understatement. Between the first and second floors, there are now around 500 computers. That includes 50 state-of-the-art desktops located in the expanded Digital Media Commons.
Students working on multimedia projects can use this equipment and can also check out video cameras, audio equipment, high-end digital cameras, and we have all of the software.
The Commons is also home to interactive computer boards and smart tables donated by education solutions provider Promethean. Kathy Zier is Promethean's head of global solutions, sales, and alliances.
It's been proven that if you really are interactive with whatever you're learning, you're more motivated, you're engaged, and you learn. You remember it, it sticks. And these technologies do that for you.
More computers have also been added to the USF Smart Lab on the second floor, where students in science, technology, engineering, and math courses can get instant assistance from tutors. Garrison says there are a number of other academic services scattered throughout the library.
So you have the Office of Undergraduate Research here. You have the Academic Success Center here. You have the Writing Studio here.
These help make the library the academic center of USF. During peak times of the year, like during finals, more than 20,000 students a day visit the building.
You can come in at 3 o'clock in the morning and you'll find 900 to 1,000 students in here. So we're used all the time.
And while there are still more traditional offerings, like books and periodicals on the library's third, fourth, and fifth floors,
that's not what the primary use is anymore. 95% of what we acquire is electronic or digital. 95%.
So Garrison says they need to reach out to students on their terms, using the tools and technology they use on a regular basis.
If we're only viewed as a book warehouse, we're dead. We need to be major contributors to the success of the students. And so our changes and our transforming are all designed to meet those needs and to really play a big role in the success of the students at USF. And that's what we're all about.
The $1.5 million for the renovations came from capital improvement trust funds drawn from student fees, with students approving the project. You can see video of the renovated library and find out why they're not allowed to lend out aerial drones just yet by visiting wusf.org/universitybeat. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.